the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you stack wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, fresh from Mexico, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed the Fade 5 podcast. And Lundy is probably done crushing margaritas, but it matches well with a little Monday Night Football. We'll break it all down. The Packers and Raiders in Sin City, where I was last week for a whopping 36 hours. And Lundy, for the first time ever, I was stone sober in Las Vegas during that duration of time. I don't know what happened to me. Didn't even pop a gummy, but thoroughly enjoyed you two at the Sphere. But beside the point, honk, honk, let's hop aboard the Plus Bus and get on with the show, shall we? Plus 100 odds or greater. Maybe it's the MLB playoffs. Maybe it's in the NFL. Maybe it's some sport nobody is remotely thinking of. Lundy, what is your favorite Plus Bus wager on this Monday?
Well, first of all, I'm, of course, excited because hockey returns the ice tomorrow night. And those of you that have been a part of the Fade 5 for a long time recognize that I'm basking in the glow. The horn is already sounding in the back of my brain. I cannot wait for hockey to get back to action tomorrow. So make sure you're keeping an eye on the spreadsheet, because we'll be clicking a little tab. We'll be adding in those hockey picks for the upcoming season. I'm excited about that. But for Plus Bus for this evening, Brad, hold on. I think I'm having a heart attack. I'm making a futures bet.
Oh, okay.
I am. It's not very far in the future, Brad, but I'm making a futures bet. Brad, over at DraftKings right now, give me the LA Dodgers to come back and win the series plus 130.
Yeah.
The Diamondbacks surprised me in the wild card round. They did. I did not expect them to do what they did, especially having to go on the road to be able to do that against Milwaukee. But I just think there's something about the firepower that is on this Dodgers squad, and I'm not ready to write them off at this point yet. So with that in mind, the best odds you can grab right now are at DraftKings for the Dodgers to come back and take the series against Arizona. You can catch that at plus 130. So if you are a believer in the boys from Chavez Ravine like I am, go snag that one, because it's down closer to about plus 115 at some of the other books. So you're getting a little bit of an extra pop out of DK if you want to jump on that one. And I'm just going to throw this one out there in case you want to consider it. Speaking of the teams that are playing tonight, it's plus 140 if you think the Braves are going to do the same thing.
Oh, muy interesante, and I wouldn't say the Braves are going to do the same thing, because the Phillies seem to be galvanizing at the most opportune time. They got the pitching staff. They obviously have the hitters from top to bottom. They are raking right now. I think they're going to beat the Braves. I can't believe I'm saying it. I said that actually on Live and Line before the series began, that the Phillies were the best value on the board to take the whole enchilada at plus 1,000 at BetMGM, and kind of a correlate, synergizing, and bring it all together with what Lundy was selling you. I think the Dodgers bounce back begins tonight on the Plus Bus, Hong Kong. I got tickets on an SGP LA to win on the money line straight up, and I'm going to slap that together with Mookie Betts to get ahead. You do that at BetMGM on that simple two-legger plus 110. They're not going to fall 0-2, not at home. Not against the Diamondbacks. I know Arizona is definitely surprised. Corbin Carroll has been blasting balls all over the field. But the Dodgers going to rise the occasion. I know Clayton Kershaw got absolutely rocked in his last start. Miller taking the mound tonight. A respectable 1-1 on 12 innings pitch in the regular season. His two rotation turns against Arizona with four earned runs. But most importantly, he draws a ton of ground ball outs in those two starts against the D-backs. 22 balls registered on the ground is what he lured. In total, LA has won 6 of its last 10 against Arizona and 2 of its last 3 games in Chavez Ravine. And then meanwhile, you look at Mookie Betts. He's got a hit in 6 of his last 9 games and a respectable 5-for-18 lifetime against Zach Gallen, who's going to be toeing the rubber for the Diamondbacks. And Gallen, too, away from the desert, bit of a different pitcher he's shown this entire season, a 4.42 road ERA in the regular season. So to recap on this SGP, if you like it, come with me. LA, the Dodgers on the money line, and Mookie Betts to get a hit, +110, get seduced by that juice at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it on this Monday with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
Monday Night Football, we got Raiders. We got Packers. Davante Adams sounds like he is actually going to be a go tonight. And that plays maybe kindly, actually, into this prop at numero cinco. That's Jacoby Myers. And on the alt threshold, which I pulled at BetMGM, you can pull this up under the receiving yards props. I'm going to take Jacoby Myers, 75 or more receiving yards against those Packers, +180. Quite juicy there, Lundy. Available at BetMGM. Jacoby Myers has been quite the revelation there in Southern Nevada this season. A guy splitting some time between the slot and outside. He's averaging 9.5 slot snaps per game, which is important. I'll get that here in a minute. And also outside, seeing a lot of work as well. In total, 24.5% of the team target percentage share. Only number 51 in catchable target rate, but you got Jimmy Garoppolo cleared for takeoff. He is going to be back coming off that concussion. When he is outside, he's going to see Rasul Douglas, who's been decent in coverage, but not shut down. A 95.5 pass rating allowed, 61.9 catch percentage, 11.6 yards per catch. But the key is when he is in the slot, as the matchup there is much friendlier overall, as a slot DB for Green Bay is going up well north of 100 passer rating to his assignments. And capping all off, if you look at Jacoby Myers, he's got at least 75 yards in two of his last three games. And not only that as well, but Green Bay has allowed 3 75 or greater yard wide receiver. So +180. Yeah, I'll get sucked in and again seduced by that juice on him getting at least 75 yards against the Packers. Again, +180 at BetMGM. Lundy, pay to follow.
What in the world makes you want to jump this all the way from the standard line up to 75? Did you like the okay? So far,
+180.
So far in the last 8 minutes, we have established the fact that you went to Vegas and stayed flipping sober the entire time.
I had one glass of wine.
I'm sorry, what? You had wine?
I had a glass of wine with dinner. I had a charcuterie board at Yardbird inside the Venetian and a glass of Malbec. It was delicious.
You didn't go see U2. You went and saw Wayne Newton, didn't you? You did, didn't you?
It's possible. It's possible.
Dude had, folks, he went to Vegas and had charcuterie and a glass of wine.
I did.
Okay. I had to work.
I missed football season, man.
I don't even know what to do with you anymore. I think you're getting sucked in by the juice on this one, and I'm not frankly willing to completely buy in on it. I like the over on his standard line, which is at 47.5. I mean, that's a nice, decent number, but you're trying to pop this by another 28 yards to get to this threshold. So, folks, if you want to follow with Brad, that's fine. I'm going to back this on a full unit play on just the standard line because I do think that he's going to get those targets that you talked about and what he's done here so far, even with the return expected of Davante Adams, the plus of Jimmy Garoppolo. In my opinion, those two things cancel each other out. So I think Myers has himself a good game. If you want to get sucked in by Brad, go right ahead. I'm going to play the standard line, or I'm going to use a standard line closer to that 47 and use that from an SGP standpoint. I don't know that I'm jumping all in with you and your freaking salami and Malbec.
I'm telling you, man, that 9.5 slot snaps per game that he sees, he's going to get a lot of Keyshawn Nixon, who's given up a 118.5 passer rating. Raise a glass of Malbec. I'm cashing in on Jacoby Myers at +180.
Number four.
All right, numero cuatro here on the Fade Five Countdown. A whole lot of love. Is it on passing yards? Is it on passing touchdowns? Maybe it is an INT thrown. No! I say Jordan Love goes over 16.5 rush yards against Vegas, -114, best juice right now available at FanDuel. The truth be told, Lundy, I grabbed this when this line opened at 13.5 a couple of days ago, and it's already marched northward at 16.5. I would still play the over, play probably up to around 18.5, maybe 19.5. That'd be the breaking point for me. He's going to be hugging that 20-yard line on the ground, I feel, in the end. You look at the opposition and what they have allowed. Kenny Pickett, they saw. He's got a little juice in the legs, only ran for 11 yards. But Justin Herbert last week was a running fiend, had 27 yards on the ground. I think it was like on a dozen carries. He was all over the place. And Vegas really didn't have much of an answer. They weren't spying him at all. They might have a spy deployed tonight for Love, but he can be opportunistic or on some design scampers can chew up that real estate. Averaging 4.0 attempts per game, 18 rushing yards per game has been over this number in 2 of 4 contests and totally. Look at Vegas as a collective, number 21 in the National Football League, entering week number 5 in EPA rush defense. So dot the I, cross the T, give me Jordan Love. Over 16.5 rush yards against the Raiders. -114 at FanDuel. Lundy, Vader, follow.
I'm surprised you still found this at 16.5. I'm surprised it actually hasn't crept up a little more. I'm glad you got 13.5. Congratulations. Don't pull a muscle, patting yourself on the back. The fact that you can still get this one where it is sitting right now, I think is value. So if you're listening to the pod early, get on it while you can, because it wouldn't surprise me, Brad, for this to go up at another yard by the time we get to kickoff. I do think we're going to see something like that happen. So snag this one while you can, folks. This is a solid follow for me.
Oh, love, love, love. My heart is going pitter-pat for the rush yards.
Number 3.
Numero tres here on the Feed at 5 podcast. Let's do a little double dip of Josh Jacobs. JJ is going to be dynamite. And on this SGP, give me Josh Jacobs to score anytime touchdown. And laying numero dos, give me Josh Jacobs to eclipse 60 rush yards. You put those two together, DraftKings +110. Great way to approach. I obviously have been doing this pretty much every single time with Christian McCaffrey, but instead on rush yards, I've been deploying San Francisco on the money line with him on an anytime touchdown and playing whatever at odds it is. I think it's like been anywhere from -120 to plus money. So similar strategy that I'm implementing here with Jacobs, and I think he'll cash in the end. You look at the anytime touchdown prop. It's all about the red zone opportunities for him. He's already logged 13 red zone touches, the 9th most in the National Football League among running backs. Green Bay, also number 27, yikes, in EPA rush defense. They've allowed 4 running back touchdowns, and Jacobs seeing a lion's share of the opportunity. That opportunity share specifically 82.9%, though he only has 1 touchdown on the season. Meanwhile, you look at the rush yards, his season high is only 62. So you might say, all right, you're going to be sweating, you're going to be beating up on the brow about this. The yards after contact per attempt, very uncharacteristic for him, 1.48. Barf, that is RB49 in the league. A little bit better missed tackle rate overall, but it's all about the volume. Pump up the volume, dance, dance. He's getting 15 to 20 rush attempts per game, and he's going to get a similar workload as long as the game script doesn't get lopsided. Green Bay has allowed 115.3 rush yards per game, along with 4.15 yards per carry to the running back position. So tallying it all up and carrying the one, I say Josh Jacobs on this SGP. Lundy, will you come with me for him to score a touchdown? For Jacobs to get 60 or more rush yards, those events occur, +110 at DraftKings. Hey, to follow, amigo.
Easy follow on this one. The rush yards, despite what he's doing in terms of his yards per carry, which you're right, is uncharacteristically low. Jimmy G back off the concussion. The fact that he is going up against a team that's extremely vulnerable. You already gave the numbers. I'm not going to waste everybody's time with that one. But I think he gets the touchdown. I like the anytime touchdown by itself. I like what you did to stack the two together to be able to take it to plus odds. So you put this together, I think the game script will call for it. Frankly, I think they want to try to get him going. They're not dumb. They recognize that his numbers, his production so far is not necessarily what he's used to. And part of the reason that I think they can get him out of that is to just keep giving him the ball. Yep. Let him get to the point where he breaks something against a team that has been broken by some backs already this season through 4 weeks. Double down on that and try to get JJ to a position where you can carry it with you now for the next 2, 3, 4 games as well. Use tonight, use the primetime lights as the way to be able to do it. That's where I think McDaniels and the game script go tonight.
Josh McDaniels, feed the man, feed him!
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5. Monday Night Football Spectacular. Let's go to Christian Watson and the Green Bay side of the ball. Give me the over on longest catch, and that yardage mark is 19.5. Will he have a 20-yarder or greater in this game against the Silver and Black? I say yes, he will. It's minus 120 right now, available at DraftKings, also at BetMGM as well, and I'm playing it all diggity day long. Returned last week, played some limited snaps, only 45.6% of the snap share coming off that tender hamstring. I think it's going to ratchet up to at least 60-70% of the snaps played in this game, especially with the extended day of rest. He ran 19 routes in total last week, 4 targets, 2 receptions for 25 yards, but one of those was of great distance, hitting the over on longest catch last week. Why? Because I bet on it, and I think he duplicates that endeavor as well. Going to get a lot of Marcus Peters in coverage. Peters on the wrong side of 30 has given up a 112.1 passer rating and 70.0 catch percentage, along with 12.0 yards per catch. I look at Vegas as a whole, and the defense is just lousy. They're number 30 in the NFL entering the week in EPA per pass play defense. So they have been pretty miserable in that category, really, across the board overall, whether defending the run or defending the pass. You can take advantage of them. And Christian Watson and that game-breaking speed that he possesses has the wheels to get the separation, catch a long bomb from Jordan Love, and cash in with ease on this. So, Luddy, fade or follow Christian Watson? Will he make me some cash on the over 19.5 yards longest catch? Minus 120 at DraftKings.
I'll follow on this one just because of what I saw out of Vegas last week against the Chargers. I mean, Josh Palmer had a 51-yard reception against them. He wound up catching a long bomb. If I'm not mistaken, Keenan Allen also went over the 20-yard mark with his, and I think Quentin Johnson finished just below. I think he had like a 17, something like that. So you're right. This Vegas secondary, extremely vulnerable. Much like the Broncos rush defense, very susceptible. And so with that in mind, it's not like I'm expecting Jordan Love to go absolutely, apeshit crazy this evening. But at the same time, all he needs is one good solid look down the field, one chance for Peters to kind of fall asleep a little bit, that afternoon nap that some of us that get older need. I had a few of those in Mexico last week. You're going to need to stay on your toes against him. And I think you're right. The trajectory, the usage, the snap share should go in a positive direction for Christian Watson to be able to hit this number.
Even if Marcus Peters slams the over on power naps, Watson's cashing in on longest catch.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Fade 5, Romeo, Romeo, where art thou, Romeo? He is part of the SGP. It's a two-legger, both wide receivers, tied to the Green Bay Packers. I love, love, love and adore this little two-legger. Give me Dobbs 4 more receptions, and give me Jaden Reed 3 or more receptions, and you put those two together, plus money, plus 110 at BetMGM. And the reason why I am on this, you look at Romeo Dobbs specifically. He has gone 4, 2, 5, and 9 catches over the first 4 weeks, seeing a sizable amount of the target share. So he's hit the over in 3 of his first 4 games, getting 25.6% of that Green Bay Packers team target share. He is top 20 in total air yards, really cashing in from a distance or inside the red zone. I don't care how he catches the ball. Just accumulate the receptions so we don't have to sweat this out. He may have 3 or 4 by halftime in this game. So I love Romeo Dobbs on 4 more catches. And then Jaden Reed, 3 or more receptions for him really come on strong here of late. He is seeing 19.4% of the team target share. He is number 20 in the NFL in average depth of target. That's ADOT at 13.6. He's averaging 16.9 yards per catch. He is going over this with relative ease rather frequently as well. And a guy who has done this in three of four games this season. So seeing the matchup with him and Amik Robertson in coverage, Robertson's given up a 66.7 catch percentage to his assignments at a 129.4 passer rating. So I think Jordan Love's got to have a lot of success tonight targeting to his two primary wide receivers and maybe not so much Christian Watson. Remember, he is not a high-volume wideout by any stretch. He might see 5-6 targets at most. Meanwhile, the dirty workers are going to be Dobbs and Reed underneath and occasionally beyond 15 yards. So with all of that, let's put it all together. SGP Romeo Dobbs could be quite poetic tonight. Four more catches, Jaden Reed. Three or more catches on that two-legger, plus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, my top play of the day. Fader follow.
I know you are head over heels for this one, but I'm going to tell you the leg that worries me is Reed.
Really?
Yeah, it is. I think Dobbs is fine. Hmm. I think Dobbs is getting the looks. I think the more these two guys have played together, they're starting to find it. I think it's actually, I get a little bit concerned at Reed. Remember, he only had two catches in week one. And I know that there's been the momentum going in the right direction for him in terms of targets and catches, but the Reed leg is what worries me about this one. So I want you to have your infatuation. I don't hate it. I think it's a good bet to make. I think it's a good one at plus 110. Would not be a full unit bet for me because I'm a little bit nervous about Reed. I'm worried about them getting others involved. Maybe it's Watson. I know he's not a high volume guy, but all you need is one look to go to Watson and take away from Reed, and suddenly you're not cashing this ticket. So I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just playing devil's advocate here.
Hey, you know what? I get worried when I pop the second gummy because the first one hasn't kicked in yet. That raises the bar of concern. Jaden Reed doesn't worry me in one way possible. He's getting at least three receptions tonight, along with Romeo Dobbs, four or more catches. So Luddy's going to fade me on that, kind of, because he's weak sauce. But we got some additional action. It's bonus time. Luddy, whether on the diamond, whether on the gridiron or somewhere else, maybe a future on the ice. What do you got for me, Mimigo?
Well, look, you come back from vacation, Brad. You're slightly asleep, which is really kind of where I told you I took some afternoon siestas. The best part was they were by the pool. So what am I gonna complain? You know, right up until the Cabo DJ started in on all of the dance remixes possible.
Yes.
Of the greatest hits of ABBA. You want to talk about, folks, you want to talk about an alarm clock from a nap. It's a pounding beat mixed with ABBA. It's like all of a sudden I got Meryl Streep playing DJ in my head here with some Mamma Mia. It's a little disheartening. So I just want to throw that out there. Part of the reason that I'm not 100% in on Mr. Reed is because I actually think Mr. Watson might see a little bit more volume than you do. Oh, I will play the over.
Okay.
His yardage total, by the way, opened up this week in the upper 30s. It's now up to 43. I would still play it. I would not do it any higher than that, by the way, folks. If it goes higher than that before kickoff, I will stay away. But I do still like it on the over on his total yards of 43. Going back to what Brad and I were talking about, the longest catch, because he is more than capable of getting half of that number on one, is why I'm still comfortable playing the over, even though Brad has the concerns that he does about the yardage, or excuse me, about the volume. I still think the yardage will wind up being there. It would not surprise me at all if he doesn't clock a 22-yard catch, a 16-yard catch, and all I need is one more little dump off, and we're fine. So I'm going to go ahead and still play that over as it sits at 43.5. I don't think it's exactly a revenge game or anything like that. I know you like JJ for a touchdown. I'm going to go ahead and play a touchdown for Davante Adams as well. I think he finds the end zone. I really do. It's sitting at minus 120, so you're paying some juice on that one. So you may want to do exactly what Brad did on Devontae Adams in terms of take the anytime touchdown, then put it with a low threshold, either receptions or yards, put it on something low and get that back up into plus territory like most anytime touchdowns are. So I didn't go through and do that this morning, but you get the idea of the exercise that I'm recommending. Do the same thing that Brad did with Josh Jacobs. I would do it with Devontae Adams because I think he's going to score. Brad, do you know these two teams have only ever played four times?
No, I didn't know that. But interesting.
Since they became LV and all that, it's four times. Vegas has never beaten them. They're 0-4 as they sit at Vegas.
But not shocked.
The thing that I do enjoy out of that particular statistic is that it's hit the over every time. I think there's going to be points tonight. And I think there's going to be points tonight because Vegas can't stop anybody. And I'm not exactly overly impressed by what the Packers are doing on defense right now either, if we're being completely in the trust tree with it. So I am going to play the over in the game as well. So if you want to jump in on that one, seeing it at 46 and a lot of people playing the under, I don't know why. I just think we're going to see points in this contest tonight. Maybe finally an entertaining primetime game. So take that one. Let me go back over to the baseball diamond. You and I both believe that Philly is peaking at exactly the right time. And one of the guys that is peaking beautifully right now for the Philadelphia Phillies is Trey Turner, who so far in the postseason is batting a robust, as Brad would say, if I could roll my R's, 455 is what he's batting right now in the postseason. It is absolutely a thing of beauty. And over the course of the contest he's played in so far, he is sitting with a lovely total base count of 7. And that is where I am going. Give me the over on 1.5 total bases for Trey Turner. And that is at a +115 at DraftKings right now. Was debating between that and my Dodgers future as my favorite plus bus bet for this evening. But Trey Turner's got a 400 lifetime average against Max Fried, including a whopping 1,004 OPS. Folks, Turner's getting on base, and I think he's doing it more than once. Over the course of the three games he's played so far, he's got two doubles mixed in there as well, and he's got the three hits here in the postseason. But if you actually go back to the end of the regular season, he's sitting on a 7-game hitting streak right now. He's just feeling it. And if you're going to give me his total bases at plus odds, oh, break out the – I don't even have a sledgehammer. Here.
I'm doing it for you.
There you go. Thank you, Brad. Thank you for having the props handy. The only prop I ever have handy on this damn podcast in the morning is my coffee, as y'all are well aware. So as much as I like the Dodgers on the plus bus, my favorite bet for tonight – baseball or football — is Trey Turner over on the total bases. Give me all of that right now, because dude is raking at the plate and is about to face off against a guy that he's got success. I yield the floor to the gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's go with the team Huevos parlay play today. I already mentioned every single one of these legs, so let's ramp it up a notch here and slap them all together. Josh Jacobs, anytime touchdown. Josh Jacobs, 60 or more rush yards. Romeo Doubs taking it down from 4 receptions to 3. Oh, then that leg that's going to screw me, according to Nathaniel Lundy. Jaden Reed at 3 or more catches. All 4 of those legs hit. Oh, that's worth the shoulders. Get seduced by that juice, fools, at +230 at BetMGM. I'm not going to give any additional reasoning. I just like every single damn one of these legs. Elsewhere in Bearness time, I kind of agree with Lundy. This game has got some shootout appeal. It really does. It's not like the Packers have been outstanding defensively by any stretch of the imagination. And we know how much of a sieve the Raiders are. And that kind of plays into the kicking props. And Anders Carlson of Green Bay, give me the over. 6.5 kicking points, -105. Actually, no, check that, +100 right now at BetMGM. Two guys have done this against Vegas this season. Remember, Las Vegas, number 30 in the NFL to EPA per play defense. Carlson, a perfecto 5-for-5 from field goals. in that range. Doesn't matter where he's kicking it from. He's 5 for 5 and 9 for 9 on extra points. He's only gone over this one time in 4 games this year. But in a game in which there should be crooked numbers on the scoreboard, I believe Anders Carlson hits the over on 6.5 points. Again, at even money right now at BetMGM. Also in this game, Aaron Jones, who I think is going to play. He's been practicing on a limited basis all week long, despite that tender hamstring. I'm taking the over on receptions for him. That number is just 2.5. And the best odds of the business at BetMGM at +125. I'd always been limited. He only played on 20 snaps, I believe, in the last game. But still, over the couple of games he has played, he has ran 21 total routes. And a guy last season went over 2.5 receptions in a game 12 times. Now, granted, we got it for quarterback. That was Aaron Rodgers. Now we got Jordan Love. But he still runs a ton of routes, and he is a factor in the pass game. And Vegas as well has given up 5.3 receptions per game to the running back position. So Aaron Jones over 2.5 catches at +125.
And I'll tell you one more thing with Jones, by the way, folks. Keep in mind, they have been off for 11 days. He's had a break. I know he's dealing with the hammy and everybody's been nervous about him, but this is exactly what you would want to have happen on the schedule if you are the Packers and you're worried about Aaron Jones.
All right, and then my last election is kind of coinciding with one of Lundy's picks in that Philadelphia and Atlanta series. On this two-legger SGP, I'm going to take Trey Turner just for a hit. And I'm going to put that together with Nick Castellanos. Unbutton that top button, Lundy, and let the chest breathe to also get a hit. Both those guys slap on the outfield. You're looking at +100, even money right now at BetMGM. Again, Turner has done this in 7 straight games. Lundy mentioned it, 455 batting average in the postseason. Also 11 for 30 lifetime as a 367 batting average against Max Fried, who's taking the ball tonight for the ATL. And then meanwhile, you look at Castellanos. Yeah, he's just 2 for 12 so far in the postseason. But he has gotten a hit in 5 of his last 7 games against Atlanta. And he is 4 for 8 lifetime against Max Fried. And Fried, too, is a southpaw. And against LHPs in the regular season, he had a .324 batting average. So Turner gets a hit. Castellanos gets a hit. It is +100.
There he was.
At MGM.
There he was, written down in the notes. He was one of the guys to focus in on. I'm telling you right now, Brad was right off the top. Philly's getting hot, man. Philly's getting hot, and Atlanta's got to figure out how to cool them off, and I don't know if the Braves can do it.
I don't think they're going to extinguish him, man. I'm telling you, Philly is rolling all the way to the World Series and may win the whole shebang. We are done here with the Fade 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly? Give us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, Fader, follow us on the X or the Twitter. Follow Lundy and all his free spreadsheet picks at Nate Lundy. I do the same damn thing at Noisy Huevos, the Will Tan, Nathaniel Lundy. I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow, that is up to you.